afternoon, I'll be talking about some work from my master's project, which was focused on salinity tolerance of green type poannua, or annual bluegrass. As you may know, poannua has been considered as a noxious weed on golf courses. It's so invasive, widespread, and obstinate that generations of golf course superintendents have been trying to eliminate it, but none has been completely successful. Poannua's success as a weed lies in three main features. It's so variable, which enables this grass to be quite adaptable under different conditions. It's also very prolific. Up to 2,000 seeds can be produced by a single plant in a growing season. And also, this grass has tolerance to soil compaction and over-irrigation. However, under frequent and intensive mowing management on golf course putting greens, some of the annual weedy type has actually evolved into a perennial type known as the greens type poannua. There seems to be an increasing number of daughter tulips per plant with the increasing perenniality. And the picture on the right shows you a spectrum of different biotypes we identified within this species. The typical annual type, which is bushy and weedy, and some of the intermediate biotypes, known as the turf type poannua, and also the perennial type, the green type poannua. As we know more about this grass, we found that this grass has actually evolved some very valuable and distinctive features, such as strong tolerance to close mowing. It can be quite happy even under a 3 millimeter mowing height. The picture on the left shows you what we mean by extremely high shoot density when green type poannua is compared to creeping fence grass. Actually, the most commonly used turf grass species for surfacing golf course putting greens. And also, green type poannua can be very aggressive under shady and trafficked conditions. As this grass starts to attract more and more turf grass breeders, more than 50 experimental lines have been developed at Penn State University, and extensive research have been conducted on this grass. The particular aspect that I have been focusing on is the salinity tolerance. The main reason for me to focus on the salinity tolerance is that salt problems have been increasing in both frequency and magnitude as more and more golf courses are irrigated with salt-rich irrigation water. According to the book by Dr. Carroll and Dr. Duncan, annual bluegrass, or poannua, was categorized as very sensitive to salt stress. While tall fescue and perennial ryegrass, tolerant, creeping bentgrass, moderately tolerant, and Kentucky bluegrass, moderately sensitive. For those of you who are not familiar with this unit, decisimus per meter, I have an equation here saying that 1 decisimus per meter is approximately 11 millimolar, or 700 ppm sodium chloride. Before I conducted any of my experiments, I did a simple research on Web of Science in 2005 and found that there was no formal publication on the salinity tolerance of poannua, not to mention the green type poannua. So it's very likely that the judgment made by Carroll and Duncan was mostly based on empirical observations, and also it's very likely that only the annual weedy type poannua has been taken into consideration because differences among biotypes are not widely known. So the objectives for my master's project were to first determine if chronic salinity stress would affect the growth of green type poannua, and second, to determine if there is variation among different biotypes, different experimental lines, and thirdly, to evaluate the relative salinity tolerance of green type poannua compared to other cool season turf grass species during both seed germination and vegetative growth. After a series of preliminary experiments to establish my technology and methodology, I conducted my first large-scale intraspecific screening with 33 experimental lines of green type poannua. What we did was to irrigate these experimental lines daily with nutrient solution containing salinity levels of 0.7 decisimus per meter, which was a control, or 8 decisimus per meter, which was sodium chloride treatment, for 12 weeks, or actually 3 months. Because of the length of the study, we refer to it as a chronic salt study. Data were collected on clipping yield dry weight weekly and also on percent cover at the end of weeks 1, 4, 8, and 12. The desire for both experiments was a randomized the complete block desire with 3 replications. Now here I would like to spend a little bit of time on the measurements of person cover. Here we have 2 grasses under soft stress. The first one was doing not so well, and the second one quite well. With naked eyes, we can tell there is difference between these 2 grasses. But however, we cannot tell how much exactly, how much more green area this grass has compared to that one. This program, SigmaScan, can actually pick up every pixel that is within this hue range and sum them up and divide the sum by the total pixel within this image and give us an estimation of person cover. Isn't that cool? And for our second study, it's an interspecific seed germination study to determine the relative salinity tolerance of green type Poa annua compared to other cool seed and turf grasses. We had 9 green type Poa annua experimental lines, which represented the range of tolerance we detected from the first study, and 2 Kentucky bluegrass cultivars, North Star, Moonlight, 3 creeping benchgrass cultivars, Mariner, Seaside 2, and Pencross, and also 1 perennial ryegrass, Charger 2. And by the way, Mariner was actually reported to be the most salt-tolerant creeping bentgrass cultivar so far. The salinity levels were ranged from 0 to 20 decibels per meter. Final germination percentage and also germination rate were collected weekly. The design for both experiments was a randomized completed block design with 3 replications. And these 2 parameters were defined by the equations shown here. And the third study, interspecific vegetative growth study, to determine the relative salinity tolerance of green type Poa annua compared to other cool seed and turf grass during vegetative growth. Salinity levels were ranged from 1.2 to 15 decibels per meter, and data were collected on clipping yield dry weight, shoot dry weight, and root dry weight. The design for both experiments was split plot design with 3 replications. Different grasses were mowed at their appropriate mowing heights, which were 1/4 inch for Poa and Bent, 1/2 inch for perennial ryegrass, and 1 inch for Kentucky bluegrass. Now, the first finding from our intraspecific screening was that chronic salinity stress had an adverse effect on the growth of green type Poa annua. At the end of week 1, all the pods look healthy and uniform, and it's just impossible for you to tell the treatment from the control. However, at the end of week 6, differences started to show, and it's just a lot easier for you to tell the treatment from the control. If we look at the experiment-wide reduction in person cover and in clipping yield, we found over 30% reduction in both parameters. However, substantial variation was detected among lines following 12 weeks at 8 decibels per meter. Huge differences showed between controls and treatments. However, some experiment lines, such as these 2 marked by red circles, were performing significantly better than others, such as those 2 marked by blue circles. Another finding from the intraspecific screening was that exposure time is a very important component of salinity stress. On this graph, we have exposure time as weeks on the x-axis and relative clipping yield dry weight on the y-axis. And as you can see, as exposure time increased, relative clipping yield dry weight generally decreased. However, the differences among experimental lines became evident. Similar patterns showed for between exposure time and the relative person cover. And here we have 3 grasses, and I want to show you the visual comparison for the interspecific seed germination study. For perennial ryegrass Charger 2, the highest germination rate was actually achieved at 5 decibels per meter, and the significant reduction was observed at 15 decibels per meter. For green type Poa annua 921, the significant reduction was observed at 10 decibels per meter. However, for Kentucky bluegrass Moonlight, significant reduction was observed at only 5 decibels per meter. If we look at the predicted salinity levels causing 50% reduction in final germination percentage and also germination rate, we found that our POA annual lines were actually intermediate in this range, though not as ranked not as high as Charger 2 or Mariner. All of our POAs were ranked higher than the two Kentucky bluegrass cultivars. Now finally, for our interspecific vegetative growth study, I have 5 representative graphs here, and we want to compare the performances across salinity levels. Our two POA annual lines, best performing lines, their shoot dry weight actually decreased more slowly than than Charger 2 and North Star, but not as slowly as the most tolerant creeping bentgrass Mariner. And a very similar pattern showed for the root dry weight. Now with that, I would like to draw my conclusions today. Chronic salinity can actually affect the growth of greenstub POA annua, but substantial variation was detected among experimental lines. And our POA annua lines were actually intermediate in the salinity tolerance rankings during seed germination when it's compared to other cool seed and turf grass species. And similarly, it was intermediate in the salinity tolerance rankings, again, during vegetative growth. So with that, my overall conclusion today is that some particular greenstub POA annua experimental lines have evolved moderate to good salinity tolerance and thus possess potential to be used on golf courses with moderate salt problems. And if I ever had a chance to rewrite a book, I would definitely like to separate the greenstub POA annua from the weedy annual type POA annua and place it somewhere between creeping bentgrass and Kentucky bluegrass and label it as moderately tolerant. So with that, I would like to thank everybody that was involved in this project and also our money, USGA and the Pennsylvania Turf Grass Council. And thank you everybody for your attention. And I would like to take questions now.